What's in a number?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiotakis. You know, they tell us in Broadcasting 101 to never overnumber. Too many numbers, they say, will confuse people. You'll lose them, they say. But indeed, we have a lot of numbers this morning, and hopefully we won't lose you as we give you the line-by-line effect of the fallout from the financial crisis. First off, the Washington Post reports today the number of Americans using food stamps to buy groceries could pass 30 million this month. That would be a new record. No surprise here, new home sales fell in October to the lowest point in almost two decades. A bit of surprise on this one. Revised jobless claims fell by 14,000 last week, but the numbers are still well above 500,000 and in line with recessionary economic conditions. You still with me? A lot to digest this day before American Food Fest. Durable goods orders, big factory stuff, plunged in October by the largest amount in 2 years, and consumer spending fell by the largest number since 9/11. Phew. Let's let Marketplace's Steve Henn finish up with those numbers.
So just how bad were these numbers? Well, these days, perspectives hard to come by, but pretty bad.
When you look at economic growth, we're likely looking at the biggest decline in about 30 years.
Chris Lowe's chief economist at FTN Financial.
The big one, the one that really stands out, is durable goods orders, which fell 6.2% in October.
This means businesses are spending a lot less on big-ticket items, and that number's been falling for three straight months. At the same time, consumers are cutting back, too. Consumer spending experienced its biggest monthly drop in 7 years. And the culprit?
Credit. Credit's just not available the way it was just a few months ago.
So Lowe says everyone's holding tight to the cash they have, just in case they need it down the line. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
All right, enough with the numbers. How about some letters? From AAA to AA. Seems Japanese automaking behemoth Toyota got their credit rating downgraded by Fitch. Auto sales down, the yen up, sayonara record sales for now. Oh, the markets don't seem to be liking much of it. They were down earlier, all of them across the board, but the Dow now down 37 points. NASDAQ is up by more than a percent, 17 points to 1481. The S&P 500 down by about 5. European shares closed lower, 1% to 2%. Asian stocks were mixed, with the Nikkei taking a 110-point hit, but the Hong Kong index rose. Environmental ministers meet next week in Poland, looking at ways to reduce global emissions. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Stacey Vanek-Smith reports.
Countries have been stepping up their commitment to reduce greenhouse gases, but the global cash crunch could mean less money for clean energy development, says Mark Bernstein with USC's Energy Institute.
I think that developing countries in particular are going to say, well, this is not the time for them to be introducing new environmental legislation.
The U.S. and Europe are expected to press ahead with some reforms. That could create global momentum, says David Doniger with the Natural Resources Defense Council.
Other countries have been waiting for a signal that the United States is going to get off the sidelines and back in the game.
Doniger points out President-elect Barack Obama has already sent a powerful signal. He's pledged to commit more than $150 billion to develop clean energy infrastructure over the next decade. I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.
Some musicians are getting together in cyberspace. U2, Jay-Z, The Killers, and the Dixie Chicks. Even Robert Zimmerman, Bob Dylan to you and me. No, it's not another We Are the World record. The artists are all behind a digital magazine that launches Monday. For $5 a month, you get a new weekly issue featuring songs and videos and photographs. And like We Are the World, proceeds from Redwire, that's what it's called, will go to Africa for HIV/AIDS care.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight 423 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce emissions. CSX, how tomorrow moves. And by Medtronic, working for improved healthcare access with Health Connect, a practical guide to community outreach. Available to patient serving groups at medtronic.com/community. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Well, in Washington, we're hearing about another stimulus package, but is that what the country needs right now, more government spending? Commentator Robert Reich says yes.
The economy has just about come to a standstill. Not because credit markets are clogged, but because there's not enough demand in the economy to keep it going. Consumer spending is down. Investment is drying up, and exports are dropping. Government is the spender of last resort, which means we need a stimulus package of about $600 billion, this time focused on repairing the nation's crumbling infrastructure, helping states maintain services, and investing in new green technologies to wean the nation off oil. It's a whopping sum, but spending that puts Americans back to work and invests in future productivity. That's exactly what the economy needs right now. Fiscal hawks will claim the government is already spending way too much. Even without the stimulus package, next year's budget deficit will run over $1 trillion, given what's being spent bailing out Wall Street. The hawks also worry about aging post-war baby boomers, causing Social Security and Medicare costs to skyrocket. What the hawks don't understand is that when the economy has so much underutilized capacity, unemployment soaring, factories idled, office space empty, government spending that pushes the economy to fuller capacity will of itself shrink future deficits. Meanwhile, conservative supply-siders are calling for income tax cuts, claiming that people with more money in their pockets will get the economy moving again more readily than can government. They are wrong, too. Tax cuts go mainly to upper-income people who tend to save rather than spend. Even if a rebate could be fashioned for the middle class, it wouldn't do much good because, as we saw the last time around, people tend to use extra cash to pay off debts rather than buy goods and services. Besides, individual purchases won't guarantee and generate as many American jobs as spending on infrastructure and social services, because much of what we as individuals buy comes from abroad. The real challenge is for government to avoid having the stimulus money go to pork projects like Bridges to Nowhere. That requires a true capital budget that lays out the nation's priorities rather than the priorities of powerful Washington interest groups.
Robert Reich is a professor of public policy at the University of California, Berkeley. His most recent book is called Super Capitalism. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.